Welcome to the Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Podcast with Bishop K.B. Ransford.
Now let's go to John 11 on our key scripture.
40.
Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?"
If you believe. Come on, say, if you believe. Come on, say, if you believe. Come on, say, if you believe. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Today, if you believe, it's not when you pray. If you believe, just believe without prayer, you will see the glory of God. It's not about the prayer. It's your belief system. As you lift up your two hands, the first segment of prayer, tell the Lord that anything that is there, you are taking it out. He said, take it out. Say, take it out. Anything that is at the entrance, I command you to take it out. Take it out now. Talk to the Lord. And take it out. Talk to the Lord. Jesus. Now watch me. You have taken out the stone. Now listen to the prayer of Jesus.
41. Verse 41.
So they took away the stone.
So they took away the stone. Any stone that is there. Any stone that is there. It has been taken away. In the name of Jesus. Any stone that will hinder you. Any stone that will hinder your life. It has been taken away. In the name of Jesus. So they took away the stone.
So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
The entrance at the tomb. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. Thank God, a miracle is coming. Thank God, a visitation is coming. Even when you have not seen it, something is manifesting. I thank you, Lord, that you hear me. I thank you, Lord, that you hear me. The Lord is saying, he will hear you in the name of Jesus. There was an advanced thanks at the place of the tomb. There was an advanced thanks at the place of the tomb. There was an advanced thanks at the place of the tomb. And Jesus said, you hear me. The key number one, he thanked the Lord. Thank the Lord, for the Lord has heard you. Thank the Lord, for the Lord has heard your prayer. For the two, I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here. Listen, there are people that are standing around you who want to see the glory of God. There are people who are standing around
upon you to see the visitation of God. There are people who are spelling around you. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe you sent me. There are people around you that need to believe that Jesus is with you. There are people around you that need to testify that the power of God is upon your life. There are people around you that need to testify that your God is not a dead God. Your God is a living God. And then verse number 43. When he has said this, Jesus called in a loud voice. When he has said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus! 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 Come out! Lazarus! Come out! Lazarus! Come out! Lazarus! Lazarus! I am calling your name! I am calling your name! Come out! Come out! Lazarus!
Lazarus!
God has helped you. God has helped you. The Lord has helped you. The Lord has helped you. The Lord has helped you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out! 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 Lazarus! Today I am calling your name. I am calling your name. I command you to come out. 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 Come out of the tomb. 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 Your name is not a cemetery. The name of your destiny is not a cemetery. The name of your career is not a cemetery. The name of your ministry is not a cemetery. I command you to come out. 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 Somebody is coming out. Somebody is coming out. Somebody is coming out. Somebody is coming out. Your life may be smelling. Your career may be smelling. Your destiny may be smelling. I hereby command your life is coming back alive again. It's coming back alive again. When he has said this, Jesus taught in a loud voice. There is a loud voice of Jesus coming to your tomb. There is a loud voice of Jesus coming to the tomb of your life. There is a loud voice coming to the tomb and cleanse your life. I see you coming out. 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 You will never die before your time. The dead has closed. The mouth of death is closed. The mouth of death is closed. You are coming out. Verse 44. Then the dead man came out. The dead man is out of the tomb. The dead man is out of the tomb. Any dead in your life, you are out of the tomb. 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 In the name of Jesus. The dead man came out. His hands and his feet were wrapped in strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. In the grave clothes, we command it to take off. We command the clothes to take off. We command the clothes to take off. Your grave clothes is off. Your grave clothes is off. Your grave clothes is off. In the name of Jesus. The grave clothes is off. It's off. It's off. It's off. It's off. It's off. It's off. Loose him and let him go. It's off. It's off. It's off. It's off. It's going off. The grave clothes upon your children. The grave clothes in your household. The grave clothes at your workplace. The grave clothes in your community. We command it to be off. We command it to be off. We command it to be off. In the name of Jesus. And we set you free. Let him go. Let him go. When the grave clothes are off, I declare you go. I declare you free. I declare you free. I declare you free. I declare you free. In the name of Jesus. And verse 45. Therefore,
okay,
many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him.
Because of today's creative miracle, the Jews in your life will trust the God you trust him. The family in your life will trust the God you trust him. The household will trust the God you trust him. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Don't trust in your God. They put their trust in the Jesus you believed in. They would trust the Jesus you believe in. Because you are a miracle. Because you are healed. Because you are delivered. Because there is a creative miracle. There is a creative miracle. They will put their faith in the Jesus you believe in. And the verse number 46. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus has done. The Pharisees in your life, who are far to see the good things happening in your life, who hear the news, who hear your miracle news, who hear your job breakthrough news, who hear your promotion news, who hear your miracle news in every area of your life, receive it in the name of Jesus. 47. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the Sanhedrin. What are we accomplishing? They ask. Here is this man performing many miracles and signs. Your enemies will question and they will lose their faith in what they believe in. They will believe in what you believe in the name of Jesus. Verse 48. If we will let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. Your enemies will believe in the Jesus you believe in. They don't have a choice than to follow your Jesus. They don't have a choice than to follow the God you serve. Everyone will believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. Your enemy is losing their place. Your enemy is losing their place because of your creative miracle. Because of the Jesus in your life, they are losing their positions, they are losing their promotions, they are losing everything they've acquired because of the Jesus in your life. Verse 49. Then one of them called Cephas, who was high priest that year, spoke up, "You know nothing at all. Your enemy doesn't know anything at all. They don't know what is coming. They don't have an idea what the Lord has started doing in your life." 50. Do you not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than the whole nation perish? And let me give you the background of this. One man die and the whole nation perish. One man also died. And the whole world got saved. The one man here is Jesus. When you go down, they even wanted to kill Lazarus because everything around them was about Jesus. People were following Jesus. People believe in Jesus because of the miracle, the creative miracle that happened to Lazarus. Watch me. I hear the Lord saying they will lose their identity in the demonic world and they will come and follow Jesus. Those who are fighting you because of your creative miracles, they'll come and serve your God. They'll come and worship your God. They'll come and be with your God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. How can you kill the resurrection and the life? They said to themselves that the way people are talking about Jesus because of this creative miracle, because of Lazarus, we have to make sure we kill Lazarus. Watch me. Your testimony cannot be killed. Your miracle cannot be killed. Your breakthrough cannot be killed because it was orchestrated by the resurrection and the life. The one that can lay down his life and still take it back. How can you kill such a man? As you lift up your two hands, but the voice of the Lord, he got to the tomb. Take away the stone. They took away the stone. They told Jesus about the situation of the body of Lazarus. I know you are explaining yourself about your current situation. I know it's getting out of hands. I know there is a bad odor. I know there is nothing good that is smelling about your situation. But Jesus never listened to them. He said, just lead me there. And when he got there, he thanked the Lord. Today, start thanking the Lord for whatever you ask. The Lord will give it to you. Start thanking the Lord even though you are the entrance of the tomb. Start thanking the Lord even though you can see that it is dead, even though you can sense the smell. Start thanking the Lord because the Lord will answer your prayer. And Jesus said, for the benefit of those who are standing here, that is your prayer. Lord, for the benefit of the family, for the benefit of those who don't even know you, for the benefit of the community, for the benefit of the household, glorify your Son that the people will know that you have sent me. I hear the Lord saying he will glorify you and he will put across a signal that he has called you. And after this prayer, Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. He mentioned the name of the situation and the name which means God has helped. Today, the Lord has already helped you. The Lord has already helped you. In every situation in your life, I see help coming to you. In the name of Jesus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come out. And when he declared that,
Lazarus
came out. I see you out. I see you out of any situation. I see you out of any situation in your life. And when he came out, his face were covered. His hands were covered. The legs were covered. He said, "Loose him and let him go." Today, I declare you loose. I declare you loose. In the spirit behind the grave that took your life, I declare you loose in the name of Jesus. And the grave clothes fell off. Your grave clothes are falling off. I see them falling off. In the name of Jesus. There was a new change. When this manifestation happened, there was testimony everywhere. The Lord is giving you a testimony. There is a creative miracle. Receive your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Now lift up your two hands. The voice of the Lord, a creative miracle is happening to your body. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, any organ in your body, in your body that is not functioning as it's supposed to, there is a creative miracle. Receive new organs in the name of Jesus. Your body is changing. A creative miracle. A new heart. New lungs. New kidneys. New eyes. Spinal problems. It's living. Back pain. Fresh organs. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. A creative, miraculous job. It's opening for you. A creative financial door. It's opening for you. Your name is not the same. You will finish well. In the name of Jesus.
Wow.
Say, Father, I bless you. Father, I honor you. That my prayer is answered. I give you praise, all the glory, adoration for a new name bestowed upon my life. I honor you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We hope you were blessed by the word of the Lord. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on +27 833 470749. For daily decrees with Bishop, you can follow us on our social media platforms. On Facebook, search for Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Miracle Center, and your life will never be the same again.